Thank you, Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Just happy to stop for a moment and to welcome people from all over the world from the blog line. And we just combine both lines, give God praise and give him adoration. I realize that there are many great people on this line, and we welcome you. We do humble ourselves, Lord, to God first like a lamb, coming to shepherds and shepherdesses and all of you who are here this morning. Thank God. I told Amazing Grace, our church, I think last Sunday, that we were just so happy we were in Texas. And Texas is a beautiful place. And the Lord laid our heart to leave Texas and come to Kansas City, where we were born. Amen. Lady Betty, Ambassador Lady Betty, was born in Kansas City, Missouri. And I was born in Kansas City, Kansas, specifically Argentine, Kansas. And I guess you could ask the question, can any good things come from Kansas City? And hopefully the Lord will answer and say yes.
This conference is being recorded.
Our children came from Kansas City, and we'd be happy to stand up and say, yes, we are from Kansas City. What I was trying to tell you is that when we left Texas and came here, we wondered, Lord, what will we do? What will we face? And we didn't know that the Lord was blessing us to come here to Kansas City and putting some phenomenally great people around us. Amen. On this prayer line and an Amazing Grace. I appreciate it. I really do. And one of the things I'm teaching is that you have to learn to recognize a blessing. And you have to learn to recognize a miracle. And I thank God that he put a miracle and put me right in the midst of a miracle on this prayer line. I realize we have corporate leaders and people from all over the world, from Hollywood, from Las Vegas, everywhere you can name, and we appreciate it. We're just going to pray for you. Mama taught me that the best thing for anybody is prayer. I wonder, do you believe that prayer will change things? It will change things. You can have a situation with your house mortgage, and God can change things. You can have a situation with your utilities. You can have a situation with your phone. You can have a situation with your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife. You can have a situation with your brother or sister. And if you pray, God can change things. Financial situations can be changed. Let's go to him right now. Heavenly Father, this is your son again. I come to you this morning as usual, not for myself, but for others. And God, there's others that I don't even know about. You know about you. The word says that you knew their thoughts afar off, and you know what they're going through. Some people have their back against the wall, and they don't know what to do, and they're puzzled, and almost in despair this morning. But God, thank you, because your word says we're troubled on every side, yet not in distress. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, and cast down, yet not destroyed. Always abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for these precious people. Look on every person going through a storm. Look on every person going through despair. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Lord, touch and bless. Give credence where they need to be credence. And help them, Lord. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless everything they do. Let everything their hands touch be blessed. They got up for you, Lord. And I know you have a special blessing waiting for them. Lord, forgive all sin. Every sin of omission. Things that we should have done that we haven't done yet. And forgive all sins of commission, things that we've done that we shouldn't have done. And God, bless the people. Cover us with your blood. And let the blessings of the Lord ring out through our lives, we pray. Oh, God, thank you again for all that you're doing and that you have done and that you will do. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And we give you glory and adoration and praise. Thank God. Amen. Amen. I want to just say the word of God is right. And it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Mm-hmm. In just a moment, I'm going to ask y'all to make known his deeds among the people. Hey, thank you, Lord. But right now, I want y'all to wake up here and give God glory and praise. Good morning to y'all. Do y'all hear me? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bless you. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. I know you're in the room.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Yes, God, he's in the room.
Thank you.
And I want to just thank all of you. God, we got something for you this morning. As usual, we just want to praise you. And every saint of God doesn't mind opening their mouth and praising you. We just give you glory. This is for you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Doing an excellent job in getting messages all around the world.
And I'm telling you, you can see a change in people's lives. Glory to God, from the corporate America, even to the religious nonprofit organization. And I want to say to you, keep on doing what you do, and may God forever bless you. We appreciate the excellence that you bring to broadcasting. Glory to God. Back to you, sir.
And how is Bishop Hagen? Give us a report on that.
Bishop is doing fine. Yes, he is doing fine. God gave him a miracle. Well, you know, Bishop is the kind of man, if he experiences something, glory to God, he snaps that. So he's back up and running, celebrating a birthday, and he's doing well. He sends his love to all of you, and also you thank for you, and also thank for your prayers. God bless you, sir. God to you.
I give him my regards and tell him we'll continue to pray for him.
Thank you, God.
God bless you, Father. I pray that you shut that back door and let him do exceeding, oh my God, abundantly all that he can ask or think. Let it come to him. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And God bless all of you on the prayer line. I heard a lot of people giving God thanks and praise this morning. I want to ask one of you who would do the praise report. You perhaps weren't expecting to do it. But why don't you surprise the Lord and say yes to him? Lord, I'll be happy to lead those praise reports to you because you deserve it, Lord. And I want to start my day out by giving you praise and give you a praise report. And then ask for others who have praise reports. In the old church, they used to call it testify. Testimonies, amen. Amen. Who has a testimony? And we'll ask for others to give testimonies. All right. Is there a volunteer this morning? I just want you to just step out and say, I'll be happy to do it. Just jump right in there.
Well, praise the Lord this morning. Good morning to you, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. Amen to Lady Betty, Ambassador Lady Betty, and to our mother of the nation. This is the voice, amen, of Dr. Ambassador Patricia Stern. And I tell you, saints of God, I'm still, amen, on high. And I thank and praise God, first of all, for the service that we had yesterday on the First Fruit Prayer Line. It really blessed me some on yesterday. And I thank God for it. I'm making my deed made known upon the people. It blessed me in my spirit. It caused me to bless somebody else yesterday. Amen. We talked about it all day long, the goodness of the Lord. And so I honor God today, and I thank him for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind, and not a pain in my body. So I give him glory this morning. I thank God for his amazing grace. I could share a whole lot more, but we want to get as many praise reports this morning as we possibly can in the time allowed for us. So if you're out there this morning, make your boast in the Lord. I heard our chief ambassador say, Lord, we got something for you today, and that sounds good to me. So, Lord, we got something for you today. We want to give you the glory, the honor, and the admiration because it's due unto you. So if you out there this morning, let's jump in and give God the glory and give him the praise. It belongs unto him. You're on the line.
Who's the first one?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Dr. Gail Stith from Arkansas. And thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. I just want to praise God on this morning because the moment that I woke up, I just thank God for simple things in life, for the power that he's given us to unleash on this day. I thank God for creative power and knowing who I am in Christ Jesus this morning. I thank God that he's given us the power and the faith to speak and declare a word over our mind, body, soul, and spirit. I praise God because I'm lining up with his will. So I'm going to praise myself over into the will of God and to the assignment he has for me today. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for my salvation. I thank you even on this day as the kingdom of God is being advanced. I'm going to be in the right God, and that blessing's going to flow over to the overflow to somebody else's life. I thank God that every and anybody around me going to get their divine healing, deliverance, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is going to be liberty. I praise God that I'm an heir and a joint heir this morning. I praise God that I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And I thank God, hallelujah, for first fruit. I thank God for the gift that's being stirred right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, that I have a voice and I'm not afraid to praise him. And I won't take it back, glory to God. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. For this is a praise down in my belly and in my soul. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Ah, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a praise there this morning. Anybody else this morning? Amen. Want to give God a hallelujah, shout out, praise to his name? You're on the line.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord, giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, to Lady Betty, and to everyone that's on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for this, for coming into my life and saving me and giving me a mind to walk upright before him by the day. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. It's such a beautiful, anointed prayer line, and I thank the Lord for it. I thank him because God has just blessed me on this prayer line. I want to say I thank the Lord for God giving Dr. Johnson just the thank you, thank you. And look like I have just been more blessed, just thanking God. I don't even have to ask for things. God just blessed. And I just thank him for that on today. I thank him for his goodness. I have so much to be thankful for. I don't have a lot of natural things. When you say things to be, so much to be, people may think natural. But I'm thanking God that I don't have to go to a lake of fire, that I have a choice in this matter. I thank and praise him for all of his goodness. I want to stay in the perfect will of God. I just want to please the Lord. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord for you this morning, Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. You always on time. Such inspirational praises to us and unto the Lord. God bless you this morning. Anyone else with a praise report? You on the line. Come on and make your boast and your declaration before the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this is Sister Cobb in Texas. I want to thank the Lord for blessing me to see another day, but he worked a miracle in my life on yesterday. The enemy had put a spirit of depression. I don't know if y'all have ever been there, but I've been there. I mean, it was a heavy weight on my shoulders on yesterday. But when the man of God asked people to pray one by one, that spirit was lifted. He worked that miracle. But when Ambassador Stern, oh, my goodness, all y'all prayed, it just was happening. But when Dr. Bernard say, walk around the room, anoint yourself, and bleed the blood, oh, my goodness, that spirit was lifted. And I want to thank him for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for it. Thank y'all for the prayer line. I love y'all. And y'all just continue to pray for me while I pray for y'all. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our chief ambassador gave us a theme for 2015, and he said, miracles like you never seen in 2015. And if you recognize a miracle, that's a miracle, because the enemy don't want depression to come off you. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God bless you. God bless you. Another praise report, you on the line.
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. I honor God on this morning, and to thy Chief Ambassador Johnson, and to Lady Betty Johnson, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, and the mother of the nation, I praise God, and also to you, Ambassador Stern. Truly, I thank God for just another day that the Lord has blessed me to see. I'm so encouraged to do the will of God. I just thank God he had just blessed me to attend two women conferences back to back. And truly the Lord has blessed and encouraged me for something that I needed. I brought it to the request to the prayer line. I said, I need a financial miracle. And I tell you, it had come so close to the line for this amount that I needed. And I want you to know, I did ask you all to pray, and you prayed and you agreed with me. And the Lord opened that door and made that way. It just came just in time, just what I needed. And I praise God for that. For I know he is a miracle working Jesus. Oh, how I love him today. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. And I just want you to know that your prayers meant so much for me, for you stood in agreement with me, and I was able to meet what I needed to do. I'm asking you to continue to pray for us, and we'll just continue to pray for y'all. Continue to be blessed in the Lord.
God bless you, my sister. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shall there be another praise report? You on the line.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line, all the ambassadors. I truly thank the Lord for on yesterday myself when y'all asked the people to get up and go through the house and just pray. And I went through the house and I touched every person in this house. And I thank the Lord for that. I just ask the saints to continue to keep my strength in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you. Continue to pray through your house and believe God. Amen. God bless you. Is there another praise report? Amen. You're on the line.
Well, let me jump in there and just say, my God, yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I praise God for those prayers on yesterday. Mother Willie Johnson started it off, and that woman, oh.
Is a prayer warrior.
He is a prayer warrior.
Yes.
I just felt the Holy Ghost on in my belly. On your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And thank God for her. And then Ambassador Stith, oh, my God, she then came after her and just prayed. And it was so marvelous and marvelous. And then Ambassador Hodges, oh, my God, she prayed up a storm, too. All these three wonderful prayer warriors, and you can feel the sincerity, just so wonderful, wonderful. Thank God for her, and thank God for Ambassador Dr. Patricia, not Sharon, but Patricia Stern.
No, Linda is what they call her.
Not Linda Stern, but Patricia Stern. She just pulled up the rear and had everybody. She prayed until heaven just opened up and everybody was shouting. And it was just wonderful, I tell you. My. I'm still shouting and praising God because of what the Lord did on yesterday. And today is a different thing. You know, God moves in so many different ways. And He has he's a God of variety. Amen. And so today we're praising God in a different way, but just as marvelous as yesterday, just in a different direction, different way. And so thank God for what he did on yesterday and what he's doing today. You don't know, I feel anointing. Oh, I feel.
Oh, hallelujah.
God's going to give a miracle in the area. I feel this. God is getting ready to do something for somebody who has their back against the wall. Yeah, he's going to fix it for you in that house situation. And I'm going to give him praise in advance. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for my sister. Thank you for my
brother. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for making a way out of no way. In Jesus' mighty name. Gave me a word for 2016 already. God said it's going to be the year of victory, victories, but the year of victory. Let me tell you something. Some things that you've been wrestling with, I mean, for years, Some of y'all, this is your year of victory. 2016 will be your year of victory. I hope you put it down. Hold the Holy Ghost accountable through speaking this. Amen. Because he gave it to me and I'm giving it to you. He said 2016 will be your year of victory. I hope you go throughout the year saying, this is my year of victory. Things perhaps that you, the Lord promised to you 10 years ago and haven't come to pass. He told me to tell y'all it's on the way. And 2016 will be one of your greatest years of victory. 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 Amen. I already checked the back of the book. And it says that you have the victory. So 2016 is going to be your year of victory. Some of y'all, but the devil thinks he has defeated you in certain areas. Will be your year of victory. Watch and see. Just put it down. 2016 will be my year of great victory. I'm adding an adjective in there. Great victories. God bless you. Back to you, Ambassador Stern.
Well, praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador. You always, amen, right on time, amen. And before we go back to the praise report, Chief Ambassador, I just want to let you know that the prayers on yesterday set me in proxy before the Lord. And I got a few saints that you know nothing about that I got praying just for you. God is getting ready to elevate you, and it's going to take us to take you there. Amen. And the Lord had put in my spirit after that of anointed prayers on yesterday that you got to get some others, and we going to pray for you like never before. I want to live to see some of the visions that God has placed in your spirit to do. Amen. And in order to get there, we got to do it. Amen. The wind beneath your wing, and we are praying for you. Amen. God allowed me to tell a few people, we're going to pray our chief ambassador. We're going to pray him through some things, and he's going to see his next level. God bless you, Chief. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know I didn't have to get permission from you to pray for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's putting people in places in their right position to pray for you. And I'm not just talking about on the First Fruit prayer line, the blog line, the youth prayer line, but that's their assignment, is to pray for you. Amen. God bless you, Chief, is my prayer. So think it not strange when things start happening, because the same thing that you tell us, that miracles like you never seen in 2015, you're about to receive some miracles. God bless you, sir. Amen. Is anyone there else with the praise report? You are on the line.
I want to give a praise report, and that praise report is that the Lord answered my prayer just then. You know, many times we have compassion on people, and we're concerned about people all the time, just concerned, having compassion, and trying to see about the things that they need, things on their heart. And then the Lord moved on Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern, amen, come along, and God used her to have compassion on me. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Not only are we to pray for others, but they ought to pray for us. Amen. Pray for one another. Pray ye one for another. Just did an answer to prayer, Ambassador Stern. I appreciate it more than you know. Yesterday, the Lord put on my heart, he said, just like you asked the people to write a letter for Mother Johnson and for other people on the prayer line to release their loved ones from prison, he said, I want you to ask the people. Now, the Lord says this to me. He said, I want you to go to the White House to blow your horn and to say a word to the president. He said, prayer changes things. And he said, I want you to put together a typical letter. And he said, I want you to read it to the prayer line. It may sound like you're trying to be arrogant. Don't worry about that. He said, I'll handle it. He said, I want you to read it to the prayer line and get the address of where to send it to. And he said, I'm going to use it to open doors for you. That's what the Lord said to me. I'm not trying to get anybody to do this or that for me, but I'm just trying to obey. See, sin is not only what you do, but it's also what you don't do. I recognize now that I had to repent to God just the other day because he had me to go into the studio about 6 months ago and make the Star Spangled Banner. And I put it on CD, and the Holy Ghost got in it, and it's anointed. And he's having me now to take it to Fox 4 and a few other places. He said, do it. And I had to repent because if I had, I did it. I went in the studio and did it, but I didn't get it to the people that I should have gotten it to. And God showed me the other day, son, I was trying to put you in the World Series to play the Star Spangled Banner. And you just didn't move expeditiously. See, let me tell you something. The Lord has tried to get y'all into high places, too. But you didn't obey him. And you're not experiencing what he wants you to experience because you did not obey him. And I hate to be used as a scapegoat, but I am the scapegoat. Where God tried to do something special for me. And I followed through part of the way, but maybe that's a message I got to preach. We got to go all the way. Amen. Not part of the way. We must go all the way. Amen. I believe that you all would have seen me playing the Star Spangled Banner in the World Series because it was right here at home in Kansas City. And but I didn't obey the Lord all the way. I want to publicly confess it, and I want to ask you to forgive me. In the name of Jesus, I will try to follow suit on the things that you're trying to do for me. And many times, humility is a wonderful thing, but sometimes you want us to step through the door and just obey you in those things. Now, y'all on the prayer line, those things that God spoke to you about doing, you don't see the vision. I didn't see the vision 6 months ago when he told me to go in the studio and make the Star Spangled Banner. And then he is speaking to me now saying, son, you may have missed that, but because you have repented and your apology is accepted unto me, he says, go and do now what I told you to do, and you shall see great things come out of it. I don't know whether we play, maybe it might be next year. We might have an opportunity to do that again for the World Series. I don't know. But great things will come out of it. Great things will come out of if you obey him.
Amen.
It's not about you. It's about the Lord trying to position you to have more influence to reach more people for Christ. See, people follow winners, not losers. And they want to be a part of people who are winners. And it's not as though you're trying to think that you're so high and mighty. No. You got to understand that God is trying to get you position to reach more people for Christ. Amen. If I had played in the World Series, I could have reached more people for Christ. We're reaching the world, yes, but we're not there where we ought to be yet. And we're coming along. Amen. And I'm telling you this to help you. Amen. I'm not trying to put myself down, but I'm just trying to tell you all this to help you. Amen. Follow the Lord. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. I'm trying to obey him even more. Amen. So let that be a blessing to your life and to your heart. And he's trying to position you to get you into higher places. Why? It's not for your glory. Amen. It's for the glory of God. I told somebody the other day, y'all don't have to try to, you don't have to try to humble me. My mother says that I'm the most humble child she has. And I'm already humble. Many times the Lord will try to build you up. Amen. I've talked enough on that. I'm not trying to preach this morning, but he will try to build you up. Let him build you up, because it's not for your glory. It's not for your glory. It's for the glory of God. All right. God bless you.
God bless you, Chief. Amen. I receive that. Amen. And the Spirit, it shall come to pass. amen, as you were ministering, and I heard you talk about that, and the Lord put in my spirit, now, if Patti LaBelle can bring out a sweet potato pie, and sweet potato pies has been in the face of the earth long before we were born, and she made $2.9 million in the sweet potato pies in the month of November all by itself, and it has not even left out of here. There is not a sweet potato pie in Walmart that you can get now. There has to be another batch. And I'm saying that's good for the belly. How much more would it be that our chief ambassador goes to the White House and play with his healing tones? That's the name of it, right, your horn name is healing tones.
That's right.
I believe it's going to come to pass. And all you got to do, Ambassador Dr. Stiff knows how to write the proper letter so all of us can have the standard, and all we have to do is just get the letter and sign our name and hit it to the White House. Anoint it, pray over it over the air, and God's going to take it there. We're going to see that it happen, Chief. You put the vision out, we're going to see that it happens, all right? And we're going to do it before the year is over. We're going to get those letters there before the year is over. Amen. God bless you. We're going to do it. Amen. I know she knows how to write up a nice letter. This is going to the White House. And all you need is a standard, nice, anointed letter. All of us get the letter, sign our name to it, address it, but to the White House it go. And God say you need a publicist. You need a publicist, Chief, because they go in and out for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to leave that alone, but we'll talk on the side. But if I hear something in the spirit and my spirit agree and I'm up under my leader, I want to see that it happens. Amen. And it shall come to pass. You put it out there, we're going to make it happen. All right? All right,
all right.
Chief Ambassador, we're going to make
Ambassador
it happen.
Ambassador Stern?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Ambassador Hodges. I will be leaving, going home on Tuesday, and I am from the D.C. area. I do have a connection that I can hand deliver whatever we have together, along with a copy of the CD, to want the chief of the security guard there at the White House.
There it is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Chief, you said it. All we got to do is let her handle it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it shall come to pass. Thank you, Ambassador Hodges. Praise the Lord. Because I do believe when the leader says and give the vision, we catch the vision and he make it plain. And the Bible says that they may run. Run with it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we won't have to hear him, amen, compel us anymore. We are obedient. We repent it openly yesterday, and we don't plan to go back, amen, to Lodenbar, to Egypt, amen, praise the Lord. God bless you, and you're going to handle that for us, Ambassador Hodges?
I will handle it for you if we can get as many letters or the petition in my hands by Tuesday morning. I will drop the packet off Wednesday.
Okay. I'll talk to you on the sideline because there is a way that we could get those letters to you, okay? All right. Amen. God bless you, my sis. And is that all right, Chief?
That's great.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just, any cry that I hear from my chief, and this by God, I'm going, whatever I can do to bless you, to make it happen, that's what I want to do. Amen. I don't want to be disobedient unto the Lord either. Amen. Praise the Lord, because it's only what you do for Christ will last. God bless you, Chief. I know that God got great things for you. Amen. Because you're a prophet. Amen. Amen, in your own rights, and you're going to do, amen. God has blessings for you that is not for us. Because we're obedient unto you, we're already blessed. Amen. Praise.
Let me say this. I heard the Holy Ghost just say, and not only, he said that there are some other people on this prayer line who are listening right now who can help. And then also, I want you to give, what is that number? Ambassador Hodges, where they can contact you. They want to help on this. The Holy Ghost said they want to help on it.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to put it back in your hands, Chief.
Thank you so much. Yeah, the Holy Ghost said they're hearing this right now, and they can help in this situation also. And we certainly want them to be a part of it. Amen. And whatever the Holy Ghost does, we are grateful for it, and we certainly thank him for this right now. Ambassador Hodges, give them that 4894 number. Amen. So they can.
Okay. The number is 816-425-4894. 816-425-4894.
Amen. That's for the first fruits. And we certainly welcome you. The Holy Ghost spoke to you. He said it. I heard him in the spirit realm. He said, there are some other people listening right now who have contact also want to help. So that's the number to call. Amen. Give it one more time. Can you give that one more time, Ambassador Hodges?
Sure. I'm sorry. I disconnected for a moment. The number is 816-425-4894. There's no answer. Just leave a message. Would you like for me to give another number they can text me to for a return call, sir?
If you desire to do so, that's fine.
Okay. Or you can text me and I will return your call at 571-337-7246. That number again is 571-337-7246. You can text me at that number and I will return your call. We had a bad storm here night before last, and I'm having difficulties receiving calls on that line. God bless you, Chief.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And it is so. Amen.
It is so. Amen.
It is so.
Why don't you pray, Ambassador Stern, right now that God would do that for his glory. I'm not seeking any glory, any accolades from this. I'm just trying to get to where God wants me to be so he can help change the world. Amen. I don't know what he's going to do through this, but I believe it's going to be something to bring glory to God and help change the world. Our world is in bad shape. Heard about this boy who is in a foster home, and then he said his other two brothers who should have joined him because of the parents had mistreated their children so badly. The mother drew some scalding hot bath water, scalding hot, and put her two sons in there, and they had third-degree burns all over their body. And then the burns got infected, and they both died. Amen. We live in a terrible, terrible world. So I'm trying to get to the place in God where he lifts me up so that we can give him more glory and adoration. I don't seek to be anything great, no wonder, all that kind of stuff, no. Trying to get to where God wants me to be so we can get him more glory. All right. God bless you. Thank you, Ambassador Stern. You did a wonderful job.
Chief, before she prays, may I just say something, please? I'm sorry.
Yes, you may.
Okay. When President Clinton first came into office, every year you all are probably aware that they light the national Christmas tree on what they call the National Mall there in Washington, D.C. I know for a fact that Ricky Payton, who is, I think he's the assistant over the music department for the Church of God in Christ, had put together a group of children from the neighborhood, from the hoods and different schools, and those children performed at the lighting of the national Christmas tree, which was televised around the world. This was set up within 2 weeks prior to the Christmas tree getting lit. So that means all those kids got through security checks and all of that in less than 2 weeks. I believe, I really believe that if we get that information to the